This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, Father Tom today, and it's a new day. We're looking at Luke 23, verse 39. One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding Jesus and saying, "Are you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Oh, Jesus, remember us now. Remember us poor sinners in absolute need of you. Remember us by pouring out the Holy Spirit so that we can turn away from our sins and confess them and become new creations. Jesus, remember us. Oh, on the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, on that cross, Jesus remembered you and remembered me, that we would not be lost. It is not God's will that you be lost. He remembered us who have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. He remembered us with tremendous forgiveness and love. Oh, it's about time that we turn to this wonderful Jesus and experience that forgiveness. It is about time for us to turn away from our unrighteous deeds and confess our sins in the name of Jesus as we go to confession. It's about time that God, in his love, that we be open to that love, that that love transform us. That's what the love of God does. It transforms people. That's why we need the love of God. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. Transformation. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Transformation. That's exactly what the Holy Spirit does when a man or a woman or a child turns to Jesus and gives Jesus their sins, their mercy, give Jesus everything, their life. Oh, we have a sacrament. How wonderful that sacrament is. When we go to confession, we are under the blood, and all of our sins, when confessed and when turned away from, are forgiven, wiped away by the blood of Jesus. We need never think of the things we confessed again. The Lord does not torment us. The Lord says, "Today you will be with me in paradise." That thief had no ability on his own to be brought into paradise. Only through the forgiveness of the Lord Jesus Christ would he be brought into paradise. Same with me. On my own, I would never be brought into the glory of God. Never. But I'm not on my own. I am completely dependent on the gift of the Holy Spirit. And it is the Spirit in us that brings us to the Father, that is our forgiveness, that makes the blood of Jesus real, potent in our lives, in our souls. Oh, the forgiveness of Jesus, greater than anything else on the earth, and that forgiveness is for you. You need either to reject it or accept it. Jesus said, when I am lifted up on the cross, I will draw all people, all men unto myself. You were drawn into the heart of Jesus at Calvary. Jesus has forgiveness for you. Do you accept it? Do you accept that forgiveness? No, you do not deserve it, neither do I. It has nothing to do with being able to deserve it. It has everything to do with I am completely in need of this forgiveness in the blood of Jesus. I am completely in need. Oh, it makes no difference if I'm the priest, the bishop, the head of the choir, whatever. I have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But the gift of God is greater than my sin, is greater than your sin. The gift of God brings salvation and forgiveness of sin through the blood of the Lamb. Oh, yes. Have you turned to the blood of the Lamb? Have you turned to the crucified Jesus who said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do? Have you turned to him? No one who comes to me will I ever reject, he said, for I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And it is the will of him who sent me that I should lose nothing, that you, of what he has given me, but that I should raise it up on the last day. It is God's will that none of you be lost, and each of you and myself come to the experience of salvation, being saved through the blood of Jesus. Thank God for the sacrament of penance. Thank God that when we confess our sins, he is truly righteous enough by grace to forgive us our sins. Thank God for the sacrament of penance. I tell you, it is so vital that we confess our sins. It is so vital that God remove our sins as we confess them with sorrow, as far as the east is from the west, as far as the west is from the east. Jesus said to the thief upon the cross, today you will be with me in paradise. Jesus did not say, I remember what you've done. I remember how you earned to die on a cross. Oh, no. Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. When we confess our sins, when we go to confession, we have the great ability and experience of being totally forgiven, brought right with God through the blood of Jesus. As I've said before you, one of the saints, when she went to confession, would say, I'm going under the blood. There is no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood, the scripture says. Blessed be the blood of the Lamb, the holy, awesome, sacred blood that forgives our sins, that goes beyond sin to the root of sin and pulls out the root and makes us pure as newly baptized people. Oh, thank you, God, for the gift of penance. Thank you, God, for the gift of confession. Hallelujah. It is not your will that one man or woman be lost. It is not your will. Your will is that each would come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And not only come to faith, but be recognized as a son or a daughter of the Father. Do you know who you are today in Christ? I am a son of the Father. You are a daughter of the Father. He shed his blood for you. And not only did he shed his blood for you, but he has plans for your life. Plans to give you a future and a hope. Plans to bring other people to Jesus Christ through your ministry. Yes, your ministry. You've never thought you had a ministry. Well, you do. And your ministry is to bring people to the Lord Jesus Christ. To bring people to Christ and Christ to people. I knew that when I was 21 years old. I was not a priest. I had never gone to a parochial school. But in front of the Blessed Sacrament, he came to me and changed my life. He came to me and revealed who he was. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He told me. He spoke to me. He said, "Do you see, Tommy, these flowers in front of the Blessed Sacrament? How much glory they give me." And I was watching those flowers. I not only saw flowers, I saw what they were doing. I saw the glory of God on those flowers in front of the Blessed Sacrament. "Do you see these flowers? How much glory they give me. How much more glory can you give me? You're a human being." He's talking to you now. How much more glory can you give me? You are a human being. I responded, "Much, Lord." How do you respond? How do you stop thinking about your sins? Get to confession and let them out and receive the forgiveness and absolution of Jesus and the church. Don't think about what you've done. Think about the blood that brings forgiveness of sin and uproots sin. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Blessed be the precious blood of the Lamb. We as Catholics do not preach that blood enough. We need to proclaim the power of the blood of the Lamb shed from the foundation of the world. We need to call people to come under the cross and be washed by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes. It's all about the blood. For the Word of God says there is no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood. There is no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood. And our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, shed his blood for you, for you, for you, for me. Shed his blood so that we would be totally forgiven. That's why we have the sacrament of penance. We go under the blood when we confess our sins, under the blood of Jesus, which is our salvation and uproots the root of the sin or the sins that we confess. Oh, we do not proclaim the power of the blood enough. But now, the second day of Lent, I call you to walk under the cross and be washed by the blood of Jesus, to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus, to be healed by the blood of Jesus. I don't ask you to do anything but to stand under the cross and receive the blood for your salvation. Oh, the blood of Jesus not only forgives, the blood of Jesus sanctifies and makes us holy. As I said, we do not proclaim that precious blood enough. The blood of the Lamb shed from the foundation of the world for sinners. Here I am, Lord, a sinner saved by grace through the blood of Jesus. Here I am, Lord. I surrender my life to you. You forgave my sins. I confessed them. I was under the blood. And now I surrender to you my life. Do with it as you choose. Oh, I said those words in 1968 in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And I say those words again today, the second day of Lent. I surrender my life to you. I am under the cross. Let your blood take away all my sins. Let your blood take away all my darkness. Your blood is my salvation. Precious be the blood of the Lamb who was slain from the foundation of the world. And he says today, no one who comes to me will I ever reject. That's you. No one who comes to me will I ever reject. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And it is the will of him who sent me, that's the Father, that I should lose nothing of what he has given me, that's you, but I should raise it up on the last day. This is the will of God, that everyone who looks upon the Son and believes in him has eternal life, and I will raise you up on the last day. I look to the Son of God, crucified for my sins. I look to the Son of God, crucified for your sins. I look to the blood that was shed at Calvary so that you and I would be totally forgiven as we confessed our sins. Oh, we do not preach the blood enough. We do not preach the power of forgiveness in the precious blood of the Lamb. Do you know that Abel's blood spoke against Cain when Cain killed Abel? The blood of Abel cried out for vengeance. But the blood of Jesus does not cry out for vengeance. The blood of Jesus cries out for mercy, forgiveness, acceptance. That's what the blood does. Doesn't cry out for vengeance, but cries out mercy, forgiveness for you and for the world. That means the greatest sinner of the world standing under the cross can be forgiven as the precious blood of the Lamb flows through his being and his soul. Thank God for the gift of penance or confession. I'm waiting for Father Sebastian to come home from India so that I could make a good confession. And he's coming. Thanks be to God. I tell you, that sacrament of penance is a powerful sacrament. The devil hates it. He hates it. And he would tell people, I have no need to confess my sin to another man. Oh, Jesus said in the 20th chapter of St. John to the apostles, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven, whose sins you retain shall be retained. I tell you, the Church of Jesus Christ, one holy Roman and Catholic Church, has proclaimed the blood of the Lamb being shed for sinners as they confess their sin in the sacrament of penance. Oh, the blood of the Lamb, washed clean. Our sins are placed as far as the east is from the west. That sinner on the cross said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He had no good works. He was a thief. And Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. Are you in need of forgiveness? Run to the cross. Run under the cross. Let the blood of Jesus pour out upon you. Get to confession. Get rid of that sin, that torment, that unforgiveness. Confess it and surrender your life to Jesus. Oh, I tell you, it's all about surrendering our life to Jesus. Not only confessing our sins, that's necessary, but surrendering my life to Jesus Christ. Who will do that today? I tell you, God raises up people. He raises up people who surrender their lives to Jesus Christ. Little did I know in 1968, when I was before the Blessed Sacrament, that I would be coming to you via the airwaves. But it happened. I said to him, and he said to me, do you see these wildflowers, how much glory they give me? I said, yes, Lord. How much more glory can you give me? You're a human being. I wasn't thinking of giving God glory. I never knew I could give God glory. I said, much, Lord. You can take my life. And you know what? Today's a new day. It's the second day of Lent. And you know what I say to Jesus? You can take my life. You can do what you want to do in my life. You can take every part of me and bring it to yourself. I want no part of me to be apart from Jesus Christ. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's me. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Get to the sacrament of penance. Get to the sacrament of confession. Humble yourself and confess all your sins. You will never be disappointed, and you will never be thrown out. And if anyone throws you out, you tell them, Father Tom said, I was looking for Jesus, and I found Judas. No one will throw you out. No one will throw you out. No one will throw you out. Because the word of God says, no one who comes to me will I ever reject. That's you. That's me. How many times have I come to the Lord Jesus Christ in my need, and never once was I rejected? I didn't always feel, but I knew the word of God. No one who comes to me will I ever reject. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And it is the will of him who sent me that I should lose nothing. That's you, that's me, of what he has given me, but that I should raise it up on the last day. Today, we stand under the cross. Jesus, as we stand under the cross, I surrender my life to you. Tell him, I surrender my life to you. I surrender every breath that I take. I surrender every breath that I take. Jesus, I surrender to you today. Anew, help me each day to surrender to your love, to surrender to your mercy, to surrender to your kindness. Help me every day that I would be forgiven my sins, and give me time to go and confess my sins, so that as I am going to the sacrament of confession, I leave there like a newly baptized child, adult, newly baptized, forgiven because of the blood. Why? Because of the blood. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.